China's importance to LA's economy continues to grow, and with us now, Nando Guerra, the international economist at the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation. Nando, thank you very much for joining us, and tell us about the report you've put together on China trade with Los Angeles, which you'll be formally presenting next month.
Yes, Frank, we've just finished this report, and we'll be talking about the findings at our International Trade Outlook event on June 5th in Long Beach. So today we're taking a sneak peek at the report on your show today, and there's a lot of good news to be told.
I appreciate your breaking the news here, and tell us about, obviously we've been hearing about the huge influx of Chinese tourists here in the Los Angeles area in recent years. In fact, they've become the largest number one group of tourists now coming to this area. Tell us about some of your findings related to all that.
Well, first and foremost, no other region of the United States has a stronger relationship with China than LA County, and no other region of the United States has benefited more economically from China's continued economic rise. So we've been growing together, and it has been a mutually beneficial relationship. And this has been the case for over the past 15 years, but it has become only more evident over the past 10 years and even more so over the past 5 years, which we've been able to demonstrate in our second edition of this Growing Together China and Los Angeles County report. The first report was published in 2010, and now we're publishing the second edition. And specifically, it's the overall economic and fiscal impact that this is having on our regional economy. So China has positively contributed to our regional economic output. It has created jobs, new wages and salaries, and increased desperately needed tax revenues at the state and local levels.
All right, tell us about the huge influx of Chinese investment here in the Los Angeles area.
We've seen foreign direct investment from China into Los Angeles County increase by 100% over the last 5 years alone. This has definitely created thousands of jobs and tax revenues because foreign direct investment is very important for economic development. It creates jobs, brings new technology, new capital, it creates revenues, and of course contributes to economic output, as well as generates trade activity.
Tell us about the evolution of exports to China from this area. What's happening on that front?
China has been our top trading partner for over a decade now. However, the last few years, this trading relationship has really evolved. So there are two main stories that need to be understood here. First one is that we've seen a significant increase in exports to China, both in value and volume, and both goods and services, up by over 50% over the last few years. And we're seeing more consumer and capital goods and more technology-intensive goods and less waste and scrap. And this is very important for local companies to understand, and this is very good news for our local economy. Our top exports from our ports include pharmaceuticals, medicine, computer and electronic products, aircraft engines and parts, aerospace-related, medical instruments, and food. And we've also seen that China has become the Los Angeles area, metropolitan area's number three export market, and that includes both goods and services. And this is a significant difference from just a few years back. And, of course, you mentioned earlier tourism. That's also Canada as an export. And we've seen Chinese tourists increase from 158,000 in 2009 when we first conducted our first analysis, and now 570,000 in 2013. So they weren't even in the top five of overseas markets, and now are LA's number one overseas market. And this alone is transforming the economy of some cities in the San Gabriel Valley with respect to spending, real estate and property development, and tax revenues. And actually, some cities in the San Gabriel Valley did not even experience a recession as a direct result of this tourism.
What is the outlook here for future trade relations between Southern California and China?
The future is very bright, particularly with respect to the LA metro area exports to China, tourism from China, students from China, and most importantly, investment from China, particularly in property development. As we've seen, the most recent investment includes Shanghai Greenland's $1 billion property development investment near LA Live, the Metropolis project. And in addition to that, the other key areas will be, industries will be entertainment, clean tech, e-commerce, logistics, and high-tech aerospace and electronics related. So the future is extremely bright with respect to foreign direct investment and to tourism and definitely for LA regional exports to China, particularly in consumer and capital goods, and less waste and scrap, which is going to be a big benefit for our economic development in the future.
And I'm sure honored guests, including many Chinese friends, will be attending that International Trade Outlook. Tell us a little bit more about the event coming up next month.
Yes, the event is on June 5th, and it is our annual International Trade Outlook event, where we obviously provide the forecast and the outlook for the international trade industry, all of Southern California, for the next 2 years. The event will be in Long Beach. And in addition to our International Trade Outlook report and analysis that will be coming out, we will also be focusing on the findings, the key findings of this China report, which I will be presenting on June 5th at our International Trade Outlook event. And we hope to look forward to seeing you at that event, Frank.
Nando Guerra, the international economist at the LAEDC, thank you very much for previewing that report for us here today in the KNX Business Hour.
Thank you very much.